This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got Gurum Getachew and Tewodros Jimiskel from Compassion International Ethiopia, and we're doing an update about the locust situation, and we started that story back in February. So, guys, how is the situation now?
The government was trying so hard in averting the damage that has been so far going on in the regions specifically mentioned in the earlier story in Tigray, Amhara, Oromia, and Somali region. But the progress, as you have known, is very much not bearing a good fruit. Besides, there is also another threat that is coming in recent times in relation to the already widespread breedings that are going to on their way to damage more crops and more make more invasion in the same places that I have mentioned earlier. So we're struggling hard. The government is struggling hard. There are four planes allocated to to distribute this medicine and in the crop areas, but still the damage remains at large in the economy and the macro and micro level economy of the country.
And Tewodros, would you like to add information?
Yeah, since we discussed last time, the locust spread to other parts of our country. But as I read from the news and also from the people, the local people were trying to prevent the locusts using their traditional way, like smoking and using different kinds of noise to prevent them from landing on the area. So they used such kind of methods, and it didn't as such distract the crops of the people in other parts of the country.
And the things that you distributed, I think when we talked, you guys had helped 70 families in the one town. Have you been able to help more families, or how are your relief efforts going?
Yeah, those 70 households are located in the town, but the locusts distracted the crops of the farmers in the rural area. The local government provided one-time support to those who are found in the rural area, and also they supported the elderly people in the town. Compassion provided one-time support to those affected 70 households. And the church provided with this support, provided food stuff like oil and rice for 3 months. Those distracted crops could support the community at least for 6 months, but the first support of the compassion provided only for 3 consecutive months. So we have a plan to create an intervention and request support.
Great. Gurum, was there anything else you wanted to add before I ask my next question?
Like Teddy said, what the locust has destroyed was just a ripened kind of productions, specifically in that area. The kind of crops that are produced are sorghum, chat and corn, and all those crops were destroyed, and now the parents were left for the coming 6 months without this food support. But Compassion, thankfully and gratefully to its sponsors and donors, we have made an intervention for these families that will even sustain them for 3 months, and even tried this, like Teddy mentioned, IGA programs that would support them, that would enable them in the coming period to end up this devastation that has occurred in their life. This includes that the support includes pasta, rice, and edible oils for the consecutive 3 months that are going to be used. So, yeah, that's
wonderful. And Tewodros. Oh, yes. Sorry. I'm just reading a note from Allison. Gotcha. We'll talk about that afterwards. But my next question is about coronavirus. Is the coronavirus, and both of you guys or either could talk about this, is the coronavirus affecting or hampering your efforts to help people that are suffering from the locusts? Like, are you still able to help people suffering from locusts, or is the coronavirus making that difficult?
Even if we talk about our today's news, the government already blocked some of the regions. We cannot go to other regions because of this coronavirus. And also the FCPs are not gathering, the churches are not gathering the beneficiaries in the compound because of this coronavirus. So our communication has been hampered, and also we cannot easily support the beneficiaries as we did before, because of this coronavirus, because the government is preventing, hampering any kind of gathering. And also the Compassion Ethiopia also informed the FCPs, the partners, so that they could not gather the beneficiaries.
Just to add some, the government, as you know, is very much making a focus on the coronavirus and the challenge that are going to come about. As you know, currently we have 23 people that has already been identified as the victim of this virus. And of course the government is expecting many more to come. So every effort is turning back to avert this damage rather than the previous ones that has already been happening here. This includes many economic activities are still on hold. And like Teddy mentioned, transportations and all kinds of activities are still on hold because many people are ordered to stay at home. Even the civil servant, according to the government decree, the civil servants are going to stay at their home, working from their home. So this will directly impact the effort of delivering, even collecting the support and delivering the materials and even leveling the scale of damage that has already been happening and still is going to happen in the coming days. So it's a multi kind of effect that it's going to be from scaling the damage up to delivering the appropriate support and even to scaling the rate of the support that has been delivered so far.
And this question is for either of you. How can our listeners pray? What are maybe specifically two or three things that people can pray for in the weeks ahead?
Well, the first thing is regarding this coronavirus and its impact, because it's a little bit very scary and people are panicking and government is making its own effort. So the most terrible thing that could happen is that the fear people who are earning a daily basis are going to be affected in Ethiopia because the economic activities is going to be halted. And also the spread is not that much prevented because we are very socially interactive people who cannot keep our own distances. And that makes its own impact. So we would like to ask our listeners to pray for our nation to avert all these challenges and come up efficiently for this project.
Yeah. The other thing is, unless God intervene in this situation, Ethiopia, the community, all of us cannot prevent the spread of the disease. So I would like all Christians to pray for Ethiopia and for the whole nation so that God may intervene in the situation.
I will ask, or will ask our listeners to do that. Thank you. And I'm sorry, I have muted you guys a couple of times just because of background noise. So I wasn't trying to say don't talk, but that was the reason why I manually muted you guys a couple of times. But that ends my questions for now. Was there anything that either of you wanted to add, or anything I may have missed?
Just to add some, the Evangelical Council in Ethiopia has decreed a prayer session that is going to last for the coming days. So we would like you to know, Kathy, for you and for the people of the world, that we are keeping our prayers to the whole people about this coronavirus.
Thank you. Tewodros, was there anything else you wanted to add?
The only thing which I would like all of us to pray, and so that God may prevent us from this evil thing. It's an evil thing, so people are dying everywhere, and no one can prevent this. So if God intervene, I believe that this will stop somewhere, someday somewhere.